Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 podcast. When it comes to your feet, eBay's got your back. When you see the blue check mark that says authenticity guaranteed, that means real experts are checking your sneakers. Every stitch, down to the sole. They even smell them, because nothing says fresh like the scent of real kicks. So kick back and relax. From the drop to your doorstep, eBay doesn't play games with your sneaker game. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal with eBay authenticity guaranteed. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
The Volume.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Big Play Slay here. As y'all can see, we had to spank somebody three times in a row to get where we at. That was a tough battle, man. Tough battle. We here, though. We here. First time ever winning the playoff game for your boy. First time ever being the NFC championship for your boy. Come on, man. This is a great year. This is a great year. I can't ask for nothing better. Now we just got to finish the job. Right now, man. But we had to put a spanking on them boys, man, because they was in the way. And with us being rivals, with us being known that we played them boys three times this year, we got a real connection here. Like, we dang near should have played the Giants 16 weeks. How many times we done played them boys? God, dog. I'm talking about. Hey, but shout out to them, man. They played a hell of a year. Played a hell of a game. But, you know, we was a better team. And that's why we got this dub. And that's why we going to the NFC Championship. Like I said, man, it was a tough battle, you know, mentally. In this game, they always say it's hard to beat a team three times, especially a team that's in your division as well. So we had to go out there and handle business. I know what we did to them the first time. We blew them out at home. They came to our house at the end of the year. They rest their starters. And they felt like the game was close. You know what I'm saying? I know that they might be like, oh, man. Dang, it's our backups. And the score was, you know, what it was, 21-16 or something like that. And we heard their coach say, we'll see y'all in 2 weeks. He said that to us. They asked for us and they got us. And that's why we went out there with a mentality. They was doing all the talking. They was. All the little song playing and the thing. Walk in your trap, take over your trap. Nah, you don't walk in this trap and take over no trap here. You know, so we had to put a spanking to them boys. And man, that was, you just don't know how good that made me feel. Ah, big shout out to the Eagles fans, man. Y'all was crazy. My first home playoff experience is wow. I'm talking about, I've been hearing a lot of stories, man. My boy Fletch been here for 11 years, man. He told me off the jump, he's like, Slay, you think regular season be packed and loud? Wait till you hit a playoff game. I said, it gonna be even louder? He said, yes. I said, I'ma see. We got in there. You know, I get called at the jumbo thing first. You know, I get an introduction. My name come out first. They say it. Number two, Big Play Slay. I'm like, I hear him. Slay. I'm like, ooh. Hey. And you know, that's my like 30 seconds of fame right there. You know, I get my little 30 seconds of fame running down a little line, slapping on my homeboy's fan. I'm like, yeah, it's a different atmosphere in here. And, you know, as the game going, you know, offense went out there, scored first, right? Crowd already lit. Defense come out. Boy, look here. That thing say, who want it? Who want it? Ooh, that crowd went crazy. I'm talking about, I don't know how people go into the game. When I get lit and I get excited, man, my mouth get dry. I be got doggone cotton mouth out there. I got cotton mouth so fast. Not that I'm scared or nervous or nothing. It's just that I'm so excited. Like, I'm like, what the hell? And that shit was electrifying. That shit was, like, crazy. Like, man, look at here. I was like, yeah, this is the place to be in the playoffs, man. This is the place. That's why I feel understand why it's so big to have a home field advantage. Because I felt like they should have did what the Kansas City should have asked for. Told us to be quiet and give us a penalty or something because them boys was loud. I'm talking about loud rocking. Everybody was really kind of questioning what Jalen's status was this week. Is his shoulder ready? As y'all see, second play of the game, 40-yard bomb to skinny Batman shows you what that shoulder was looking like, didn't it? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Let that thing rip. We knew what time it was. We knew he was ready during the week. That bye week helped tremendously. It helped a lot. He got a lot of recovery. He got the job done. I'm telling you, he was in the weight room with us, getting it in, working out. So you could see that he got the confidence in his shoulder, and his shoulder had the strength that he needed to do. He was doing everything with us like a team. You know, when he wasn't, he was kind of like in and out, you know, trying to find a way. But this whole week, he was in the building, getting lifting all the weights, everything. Came out there. I'm talking about that 40-yard bomb, second play. I'm like, oh, we not playing with him. I knew right then we weren't playing with him. I knew what time it was. The moment I saw that ball go in the air and I saw Smitty wide open, I'm like, yeah, he ready. He was taking all the hits, running the draw. You see he scored on the quarterback draw, so we ain't scared to run him. So they knew what time it was. They said, okay, Jalen's 100%, and he showed y'all still why he's still in that MVP conversation because, like I said, when he's on the field, we're a different team. I know everybody want to say, this is a system quarterback. Anybody can play in this quarterback. No, you can't. You can't. You know, he's a freak of nature, man. It's Jalen Hurts. Come on, man. I'm one of his biggest fans, y'all. As y'all can tell, as y'all know. But my dog is different. And like I said, man, he doing what he doing. NFC in his third year, second year as a full-time starter. Man, come on, man. Y'all can't ask for nothing better. You know, shout out to my boy Jalen Hurts. You a dog. I'm talking about not the D-O-G, the D-A-W-G. Yeah. Them big dogs, yeah. Them the big dogs. And our offense was rolling all game. And I'm not going to lie. The Giants defense is pretty good to me. You know, they pretty good to me, man. They got some very, very good D linemen. You know, definitely Dexter Lawrence, you know, Williams, Big 99. Them boys are real good. And, you know, and I think it took a toll on them when our defense was getting three and outs, getting off the field fast, not letting them get a proper rest. And, you know, so, and we running the ball. We was running it down their face because they was just tired. And the difference between our team and their team when it comes down to D linemen, our second string D linemen can be starters on other teams. They second string D linemen, hey, it's a big jump. It's a big difference. It's a big dip in and we take advantage of it, man. That's why we was rushing for whatever we want to. We had three backs going crazy. I'm talking about Miles running through it. I thought Miles had eyes all over his helmet. I'm talking about if you seen the vision he has running that rock, it was like crazy. I'm talking about I didn't know how he even found the holes, but he found them. So, yeah, and they're good run defense. You know, I feel like, you know, with some great guys in the front line, they're a great run defense, but we made it look like it was too easy out there. Like I said, like we got one of the best O-lines in the world. Lane came back. I think he one of the best tackles in the game. Honestly, you know what? He is the best tackle in the game. Better change that, Slay. But he does his thing, man. But the whole line, man, I don't know if y'all saw the play. Kelce, one-armer dude, number 71. I know what number he was. Number 71. He took you on the ride now. He took you on the ride. That boy's strong now. And I'm talking about, hey! I'm talking about open the hole up so big for Miles, part up like a Red Sea. Woo-wee! Look here. I said D-line was like one of the toughest positions, most physical positions. I see why it is because, boy, they get the rolling on that O-line we got. They get the stumping over you like some, Mufasa was getting done by them dang old moose when he was falling off them doggone cliff. Rest in peace to Mufasa. But, oh my goodness, they were just stumping all over him. Oh my goodness, man. I know y'all was hyped about Daniel Jones, man. I heard y'all give him white Vic, the Danny Dimes, the everything, man. He's a great kid, man. He can play this game, man. He plays this game at a high, high level. But we is his division opponents. We see him already twice a year. Now we get to see him a third time, so we know his strengths and his weaknesses. So we attack all his weaknesses, man. We understood the fact that we had to stop him and 26. You starting on two guys? The game is over. We had him find a way to contain him, though, man. He's hard to contain. So the D-line really took a big step is trying to contain him the best way we can, and they did it. You know, they did. We got some sacks at the end. And, you know, I just know when he played Minnesota the week before, he was throwing for, what, 300-something? Shoot, come over here. You know, we the number one passing defense in the league. Number one. Not two. We number one. We don't let that ride like that. No, we watched the film. We know what kind of big plays they had. We eliminated those. We know what he liked. So we took him away and made him beat us in some other way, which he couldn't. You know, I don't know what he ended up with throwing for was maybe 140 yards after, you know, we came out, you know, because we in the playoffs, you know, benching our starters because we was out there going crazy. But, yeah, man, that would happen, you know. We locked in, we heard all the noise, and we answer every call. We're not out here. We showed them we the better team, we the best in our division, and we had to let everybody know, man, we one of the best teams in the NFL. And I know what y'all really here for. Y'all here to hear where I play, huh? I know. I got something to tell y'all. 2 weeks ago, man, Eagles fans and Giants fans, y'all was on my ass for my boy Kenny catching the touchdown on me. So I had to be focused. I had to be locked in, ready to go, because I could not let that happen. Because honestly, I got 3 touchdowns caught on me this year. 2 of them from the Giants and 1 from the first game of the year. So I had to bounce back. I'm going to give y'all a little brief, like how tough this game is for a cornerback. Okay, a good corner can look sorry against a okay receiver. But a good receiver will kill a sorry corner. And a sorry corner can't look good against a good receiver. It's hard. It's hard. That's how different the game is. It's so hard. But let's get into my performance. So I had all these mentions going on. I said, I got something for these boys. I was laser locked in. I'm talking about every play. I'm locked in. You know, 2 PBUs. You know, I'm talking about pressing, jamming, off man. Whatever they want me to do, I was doing it. He ain't throw for 130 yards. Like, oh, like what? We was back there clamping the whole secondary. Talking about clamping. We knew everything they was finna do. But I was going out there going crazy. I got probably got what? The ball thrown at me, what? 3 or 4 times? I mean, it was a real quiet night. Because they knew. I saw him look over that one time. He was finna throw an out route. I jumped it so damn fast. If he would have threw it, it would have been a damn pick 6. And I would have been Deion all the way to the damn end zone. And then I had my new dance I'm going to do. But I'm going to save it for when anytime I get a playoff pick. I don't know when that day going to come. I don't know how many playoff games I'm going to be playing in. But I got my dance already ready for my first playoff pick. I'm hoping it come this week. But if it don't, it need to come one of these goddamn years I'm playing. So, yeah, man, I was really going crazy out there, man. I had a lot of fun. But we did what we supposed to do on the back end for sure. We shut that stuff down, man. We felt like we was better. And we was. And we went out there and executed at a high level, man. They receiver core is a great core, man. They got guys that work hard. They do their job at a high level. But, you know, we do our job too at a high level. And when you know your opponent so well, it doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter. And they didn't change too much. You know, they're a team that didn't change a lot. They're a team that just believe that what they do best, they just go do it. Just like how we do. We do everything the same thing too. We don't change nothing. Well, we feel like we do best, we go do it. You just got to stop it. And one thing about us, we can stop some stuff. You know, we can get out there and get after it. And, you know, my grade on the game, A+. A+, you know, A++++++. I'm out here making all A's like I'm an A student honor roll. I was going crazy. Like, man, what? Laser focus. I'm talking about. Like, I'm telling you, I'm shooting stuff out my eyes. Like X-Men off X-Men. Like Cyclops shoot right out the eyes. I'm talking about what? Locked in. Red beam. Going crazy. They really only got me on one play. The 4th and 16. You know, I thought a certain route was coming. It didn't come because I was really trying to get a pick because I knew once we get this stop, the starters was coming out. So I'm like, hey, before I go out, let me leave out with a gift. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to leave out with a gift. But I didn't get the stop right then. We got another 4th down. So guess what I did? I got the chance to make the PBU to get off the field the next drive. So I got the play back, you know what I'm saying? Same route, too. I should have jumped in and picked. I tried to jump it, but Buddy a little bit bigger than the other one, and he got a little front of me too fast. So, but, yeah, man, I was mad about that little 4th and 16 because before then, I only had a one catch for, like, 3 yards, and I was going crazy. But that, you know, so I had 2 catches for maybe 20 yards, you know, wah, wah, wah. But, hey, that's part of the game, but... You know, I'm out there really clamping stuff, you know, with the 5th time Pro Bowl. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's what I do. Five of them things. Big five. Like Kobe. You know what I'm saying? How my boy get Kobe got 5 rings. I got 5 promos.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well. Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com or download the app today.
Okay. I love Walker Hayes. He's amazing. He's so fun, such a great entertainer. And that's why I'm so excited that JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited time men's collection for the everyday guy. The Walker Hayes for JCPenney collection is an upbeat playlist of instant classics with laid back appeal and down home vibes. As a dad of 7 kids, he knows exactly what fathers want and need when it comes to their style. This collection reflects his casually cool styles with outdoor-inspired details and versatile colors. Perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th, just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
And then on top of that, my boy JB, that who they let out the building, come with a big time pick, looked over to them boys, let them boys know like, y'all should never let me go. And I said, I've been saying that for the longest. How do they let that man out the building? And he was one of the best defensive players on their team. But now he over here making plays, became an all pro player. Like, come on, man. We knew what player they is. Man, they do certain plays in certain formations. And that was the formation they showed us. They did it to me both games on my side. And I knocked the ball down. I said, JB, if they get in that formation, bro, go jump it. They did it twice on my side. They got to do it to your side. They knew not to do it to me again because I done made plays on it twice. They did that jump. JB saw it. Took off. More me hesitate. Like he beat the receiver. That jump was wild, man. JB, he's such a smart player, man. Like I said, since we saw that on film, I said, bro, they did it to me twice, JB. They go have to do it on your side. And he said he go pick that shit. And he picked that shit. Coach Sirianni, man, look here. When, I'm telling you, man, he a great coach, man. Great, great coach, man. He prepared us so well for this game, man. He has so much like build up. Like I said, when Coach heard that they said and they told us, we'll see y'all in 2 weeks, Coach took that to the chin. Like, Coach took that personally. Like, okay, y'all think it's sweet, you know? Okay. The message was basically fight, compete, you know, be technique sound, be determined. Like, he just wanted us to really go out here and, like, play a complete game. And which y'all saw the first half, we played a lights out game, man. Like, Coach had it on him. Like, he had it in his mind. It's like, it's time to go. It's time to let these dudes know who he really is. Because everybody think it's sweet. And it ain't sweet. You know, super sour. I'm talking about sour patches. Super, super sour. I'm talking about one of them sour tastes you, and your eyes started crying like you ate a lemon. You know? And Coach went out there and just told us every day, man, go out here and just dominate the guy. Because honestly, we felt like we was a better team than them from top to bottom. And for them guys to feel like they was finna come in here and beat us in our house in the playoffs, total disrespect. Total disrespect. And Coach took it as a disrespect. And if he felt disrespected, we felt disrespected. So we went out there and handled business and got him his first playoff win. And he was loving it. And, you know, we turned up in the locker room, man. You got to see him. He had his chain on. He had my boy chain on. I'm talking about going crazy. We was in there lit. And, man, like I said, man, like I've been telling y'all, Coach is a young guy, man. He hang with the young guys, man. He not one of these old traditional coaches, man. He really involved with the team. You know, he got the energy as a team. He play as a team. And, like, it's like he out there with us. You know, like a lot of coaches like to be to the side, just coach it up, man. Coach be really out there. He be feeling like he out there playing, out here being a quarterback, all that. Coaches love it, man. I love Coach, man. I appreciate him, man. But yeah, man, he was exciting, man, all week, man. You could see the energy. You could feel the energy through him through practice. Like, we were sharp all week. You know, we was laser focused. So, man, shout out to Coach, man. Coach Sarriano, you the GOAT right now, man. I'm telling you, man, you be doing your thing. Philly was so crazy Saturday, man. We had so many stars come in, too. You know, Mike Trout. That's my dude, man. He sit right there by the tunnel. I see him every time, man. Mike, I got your ball coming. Make sure you keep that seat. I'm telling you, I got a ball coming. And shout out to Kiki Palmer. She came out there. You know, she hit the dance with me. She saw, I said, what up, Kiki? She said, what up, Sly? I'm like, okay. Kiki, no, I didn't even know she was an Eagle fan, but she was at the game. Chilling. But my favorite person that came to the game, my all-time favorite player that ever played this game, was there. Peyton Manning. I'm a big Peyton Manning fan. I'm talking about real big. Like, real big. When we played him while he was in Denver, you know, I told him how big of a fan I was and all that kind of great stuff. So I run into the sideline, take my helmet off. Bam, he was on our sideline. And he said, Slay. So I'm like, Like we know each other. Like, we just like, I'm like, Peyton? Oh my goodness, shook his hand. I said, man, I know I'm finna play this game, but I really want a picture right now. Like, I went in straight shock mode. Like, I want to be, take a picture. But I ain't had my phone, nobody had no phone, nothing. But he even reminded me, like, hey man, I remember when you said I was your favorite player in Denver, man. Go out here and ball out, man, and have fun. Like, I'm like, what? You know what I'm saying? I probably took some of that little Peyton Manning power when I shook the hand, you know, like Space Jam. So if I just shook somebody's hand, took his power, you know what I'm saying? So I might become one of these clutch players ever, you know? So, but I think Peyton Manning is arguably the greatest quarterback of all time. Of course, he's behind Tom Brady right now. Nobody doing what Tom Brady do, but there's nobody before them too. Because I'm a big Peyton fan. But if I take my quarterback in, who I'm going to take? Taking. No, I'm not lying. I'm not saying I'm not taking Tom. Y'all thought I was going to say Tom. No. I'm taking Peyton Manning. Yes. Mr. Goat himself. As y'all see right now, man, we are in the NFC Championship. And we got the 49ers. They're a great team, man. Great team. I'm looking forward to the matchup, man. It's going to be a great matchup. Two great defenses going at it. But we got to see who the better, man. This is what we've been looking for. This is what the world wanted to see. This is what the world predicted. This is what all the media guys and all that stuff. Y'all finally been right. Y'all finally been right. The media been wrong a lot of times. But y'all finally been right, man. This is the game y'all been looking for. And this is the matchup everybody been waiting to see. You know, two powerhouses, two great running offense, great passing, great everything, man. We match from top to bottom. They got all pros everywhere. We got all pros everywhere. So this going to be a great matchup, man. I'm looking forward to that team. I respect that team so much because they find a way to win, man. They're a great team. They complement off each other, man. They got great players. They play for each other. You can see it on the field. Like, they play for each other just as we do. The last time this staff, this team, met each other was last year in our first home game. You know, Coach Sirianni's first home game himself. So, you know, he came in with the 49ers, which was a tough battle, man. I think the score was 11-17. And, you know, it was a close game. I'm talking about very close. Get your popcorn and get ready, man. This is going to be a game to remember for the championship, man. We both one game away from what everybody dreamed to do. You know, there are a lot of teams that don't make it. We one game away, man. So we got to leave it all out there, both teams. So let's get active. Man, thank everybody for coming and watching, man. Y'all make sure y'all tune in next week. I got to be locked in right now because your boy got a big chip on his shoulder, man. And y'all know why. Y'all know it. Y'all saw me tweet about it. But we'll address that another time.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Fire the grill and fire up the party. Get the Weber Searwood Pellet Grill. Smoke, roast, and sear on the same grill. Go from low and slow on smoke boost mode at 180 degrees all the way to high heat sear at 600 degrees. It's got a full grate sear zone so you can put more food on the flame. Food will look as good as it tastes. This grill is hot in 15 minutes and cleanup is easy. You can also add a heavy-duty rotisserie or rust-resistant griddle insert to up your game. Get fired up for your new Weber Searwood Pellet Grill.